My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can we talk about Keegan Murray real quick?
Sure.
And of course, we'll have all the latest NFL breaking news for you as well. I'm a little concerned. I'm not panicking. I'm not panicking about Keegan Murray. I'm not making definitive statements about what he is or what he will be or what he can be. But we have to lay this out and follow the logic. We talked about a couple weeks ago how everything, and Mike Brown said as much, everything moving forward for the Kings is about Keegan Murray's development. Not just for this year, not just because he can contribute this year, but next year and beyond. So much of the Kings' eggs, not all the eggs, but a lot of their eggs are in the Keegan Murray becomes an all-star caliber player bucket, basket. We said that everything moving forward has to be about his development. You got to make the playoffs for the draft pick stuff. I go, okay, you have to make the playoffs, but also you need to make sure that Keegan Murray is coming along. Keegan Murray, in his last five games, yesterday against the Rockets, 3 for 11, he went 0 for 5 from 3. He had 13.6 boards, no assists. In his last five games, he's shooting 36.9% from 3 on about 9 attempts a game. Excuse me. Yeah, 9 attempts a game. He's 4 of 22 from 3. That's 18.2%. Mm. Perfect from the free throw line, 13 for 13. He's averaging 12.2 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 1.6 assists, which are almost identical to his rookie year numbers. And I don't know. If we're going to sit here and be like, hey, everything is about Keegan moving forward, and the production since then is bad, I have a hard time being like, hey, this is all fine. This is all great. This is all part of the process. This is going exactly how they wanted it to go. I can't get there. I'm starting to get worried.
Okay, so I'm
Keegan worried.
I'm not going to get worried because this is how I look at his second season.
Okay.
I think that there was an idea that he was going to become a 20-point-per-game guy this year or 18-point-per-game guy this year. And I'm someone who thought that he would take this leap. Even in the second half of the season, I thought, okay.
Sure, same.
I did forget about one thing that I do believe that is impacting this. And it's not only that De'Aaron Fox is trying to become an All-NBA player again, and then Domantas Sabonis is again, like becoming more and more of a presence offensively. But it's the fact that Malik Monk is in the final year of a contract and is not only fighting to be sixth man of the year, which he's now the odds on favorite to be, a minus 240, but he's a guy who's going out there each and every night and becoming this third scorer that the Kings maybe didn't know that they had. I mean, they knew they had it, but you got to remember, like, for as good as Malik Monk was last year, and we all think, you know, just how amazing he was last year, his stats weren't like astronomical. He averaged 13.5 points per game. When you take a leap from 13.5 to 15.7, and from 3.9 assists to 5.3 per game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guaranteeing his usage has skyrocketed.
Keegan's?
No, Malik.
Malik's got it. Okay.
And so part of the reason I bring this up, actually his usage is the same as it was last year, 25.8, 25.6. But when you see a player take this type of leap, you can't have everybody taking a leap, right? When
sure.
you see Fox go from 25 to 27 points a game, when you see Domas go from 18.6 to 20.1, like these are all incremental jumps, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. The second thing I'm going to say is that when Keegan Murray decided to take a leap as a defender and become mm-hmm. this all-world defender, which we're watching like the maturation of a player all of a sudden becomes, he's not Kawhi Leonard, but he's probably, like, if the voters were really looking, he's probably second-team All-NBA defender.
Yeah, probably.
It's just
he's
that
been
he's
very,
on,
very good on that end.
Yeah, he's sure. just on a really bad defensive team, so you're probably mm-hmm. not going to give it to him.
Right.
So my point is that we didn't expect Keegan to become the Kings' best defensive player this season.
That's fair, yeah.
Maybe not ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so how much energy is he expending on that end of the court all of a sudden defending, whether it's Kawhi or Paul George mm-hmm. or name or, again, Steph Curry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's defending everybody on every team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to say, like, hey, you know, we expected more from you. And here, this five-game sample is you're not as strong as we thought you would be. You're mm-hmm. shooting 18% from three and all that. He needs to take the step physically this next offseason where he's now ready to be a two-way player for 36 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
He took the step to be a great defender, mm-hmm. and he's gotten better offensively. But that step to become a great defender all of a sudden came with this, oh, now you're our only defender. You're our defender, our guy.
Sure.
And I don't think that physically, like, you can keep up in year two taking that type of leap. If you're just a defender, sure. If you're just a 3-and-D guy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're asking him to do as much as he's being asked to do,
mm-hmm.
he can level up. But in leveling up, he's got this problem that, like, you're only so physically prepared to take that next step. And I think this mm-hmm. offseason is going to be another one where he's just really, really focused on becoming better and becoming that next level guy.
But there was never a point in the year, there's never been a point in this season where we've been like, hey, wow, Keegan's really made this jump this year, and now all of a sudden we're starting to see him run out of gas a little bit. Like, this is a year-long problem.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
And that's where I buy into what you're saying a little bit, because I mean, we talked about it after the there was a game against the Warriors where he did not shoot it well at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, yeah, but he played great defense, and maybe it's, you know, about figuring it out how to do that on both ends, how to expend that energy on both ends. To me, that's growth that can happen through the course of this season, and that the bigger concern for me, like, okay, the numbers are down. It's like the 9 field goal attempts for a player who is supposedly supposed to be this huge piece for the Kings moving forward. Mike Brown said it. Like, that wasn't just us talking.
Oh, no.
Mike Brown has said, like, this is the guy moving forward. If we are going to be a contender, it has to be with Keegan Murray in tow and playing really, really well and playing at a high level. And the production since then has been bad. And that's where, if that's what it's about, okay, so Keegan is not the kind of guy who's going to go out and be like, hey, give me the ball. I'm shooting it 20 times tonight. That's just not his demeanor. That's not his nature. And that's okay. But how is it that you have this piece? And again, this is less about Keegan and more about the Kings overall. How do you have this piece who is this vital to your success now and in the future, shooting it 9 times a game across 5 games? That you and I talked about how big this is. Like, hey, drop some plays for him. Get him 15, 16 shots a game. Get him putting shots up because he is. He's shooting it 12 times a game this year as compared to 10 last year. So he's getting two more shots a game. I want to see 15, 16 a game down the stretch, and that number's going backwards. He hasn't taken more than 11 shots in a game in a week and a half. 2 weeks. What day is it? Almost 2 weeks. No, 10 days.
I get your point. I do. I just don't think that there's like a straight line that we follow to his development.
Why? I want there to be one.
We want there to be one. I know. Everyone wants there. But I would also, I'll bring it back to a point that I've made a couple of times. Like, people want to talk about the limitations of Domantas Sabonis as a player, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's like he's not a shot blocker. He's not a knockdown three-pointer, or he's not shooting enough threes, right?
Saquon Barkley to the Eagles.
Ooh.
Dang, dude.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, a three-year, $37.75 million deal that could be worth up to $47.
Excuse me, Tom Pelissero, I believe. Nope, Mike Garofalo. Who had this first? Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter.
Oof.
Adam Schefter had it first.
Wow, and the Patriots are signing former Commanders running back Antonio Gibson.
Mm, I like Antonio Gibson.
I like Gibby, too.
As a big Antonio Gibson guy out of Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 and 37.75 for Saquon. Whew. Worth up to 46.7.
Okay.
So a shade under 12 a year?
That's impressive.
No, hang on, I'm sorry. A shade under 13 a year.
Wow.
Okay. Hmm. 26 fully guaranteed.
Let me get back to the point.
Back to Keegan.
With Keegan. Yeah, and I'll be quick with this.
No, it's fine. I don't need to deep dive on Saquon Barkley's meaning for the Eagles. We have all offseason. Keegan Murray.
Sabonis has limitations, right? We always talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is not to like send Sabonis in during the offseason to have like arm extensions installed in his arms. Like, that's not humanly possible, but also that's not the answer. The answer is to find the right player to play alongside him.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. So if you want, this is how I would bring this back to Keegan. Mm-hmm. If you want Keegan to be more offensive, then go get him a better defender to pair with him. Go get him another 6'8", 6'9", mm-hmm. 7'2", 7'3" wingspan, super athlete that is a 3-and-D guy that concentrates on that end of the floor. Mm-hmm. So then that way, as opposed to every single minute of the game, Keegan Murray being on the best offensive player on the opposition, maybe there's some half the game where he can be on the second best.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give him that break and let him be the offensive player. By changing the structure of your rotation and some of the key pieces,
mm-hmm.
you can elevate a guy by having someone else take on some of what he does and allow him to be more of what you want him to be.
Sure.
And I think that that's just like the roster construction of this specific team is off. And we've known it all year long.
No doubt.
We felt it all year long.
No doubt.
It won't be the same next year. And if it is, then I'll go back to Jerry Reynolds, like, the Jerryism. If you think you have a 5-year plan in the NBA, you have no plan at all.
Sure.
Because you won't be there to see year five. You won't be there to see year three.
Right.
That's not the way it goes.
Right. And that makes sense. I guess, and maybe this is me way oversimplifying it, but to me then, again, and if Keegan Murray is this important, which I believe he is, what they're getting for his defensive effort over this stretch is the 28th ranked defensive rating in the NBA since the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting this awesome defense that is translating to nothing while also not getting him developmental reps on the offensive end. You're standing in mud. And to me, if I'm Mike Brown, or if I'm the Kings front office, or the coaching staff, or whoever it is that makes these decisions, I'm sure it's a collective brain trust. It's like, dude, get Keegan off of the best player then. Let him play offensively.
I get that, but at the same time, if you do that, you do still
what, are you
going to
have a worse defensive rating?
No, but you still have to worry about wins and losses. And it's not just that Keegan is your best defender. Keegan being your best defender gives you the best chance to win.
Okay.
So it can't just be about, like, you know, if Keegan from here on out, the rest of the season, is just a 3-and-D guy, that's okay. It's not perfect.
Okay.
Then you address that in the offseason by going out and getting the right guys to enhance who he is.
Sure.
Got me?
I guess. Then we need to redo and recalibrate our conversation about Keegan Murray's importance the rest of the way and his development, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Because I was under the impression when we talked about that we were talking about, man, we need to get this guy some shots and ensure that he is developing on the offensive end, because that is going to be a huge piece of what he does for them moving forward. Now, maybe that's just wrong. Maybe they're going, no, it's going to be De'Aaron. It's going to be Malik. Those are going to be the go-to guys in crunch time. Domas is going to continue to be the hub. He's never going to be the shoot it 18 to 20 times a game guy. He's not going to average 25 or 26. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And now Keegan, they're realizing that, hey, he is going to be a 3-and-D player where, okay, there's going to be nights where they're missing a player and he needs to do a little more offensively. But for the most part, he's going to be a 3-and-D guy behind Malik Monk and behind De'Aaron Fox and behind Domantas Sabonis. Let's bring in Kenny Caraway for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. I'm worried about Keegan Murray. Oh, hang on. I suck at this. Go ahead.
Worried in what way? Like, what you mean?
I'm worried that offensively he is not developing the way that they need him to.
That's fair.
Thank you.
That's fair. I mean, he's...
James called me stupid for it.
Damn, stupid. Harsh.
I said it three times. I said stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah. No,
that's...
He didn't say that.
I don't... He's got to be better. I mean, it just is what it is. Can he be better? I guess that's the question we're all trying to figure out right now.
Yeah.
But what he's given this team in the last couple of weeks as they're trying to make a stretch run and get into the playoffs, it hasn't been good enough. He's got to be better.
Okay.
I expect him. So I guess maybe to answer your question about, or maybe it wasn't even a question, but just a statement about being concerned about him, I'm more expecting more and saying that he should be better, because I'm not necessarily worried about him. I think he does have everything that's needed to be what the Kings need and what they're looking for. And he's got to execute. I expect him to execute, better.
Do you buy the idea that he's struggling offensively because of the effort he's exerting defensively?
No.
Why not?
If that's the case, then he's not what everybody's saying he is.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's where my worry is.
Like if that's the case, then he's not. I don't buy that, because we're not even asking you to do what De'Aaron does and play defense.
That's a good point.
We're not asking you to average 25. We're asking you to give me a solid 15 to 17 a night and play defense.
Yeah, but we're talking year 7 De'Aaron Fox, and we're talking year 2 Keegan Murray. Like, there's a buildup to a player where they have to learn what it is to be consistent as a scorer. I mean, look at Fox's evolution. He goes from 12 points to 17 to 20, and then 23, and then 25, and then back to 23, and then all of a sudden 25 and 27. Like, there is like a natural progression of a player where they don't just go into the offseason and they work on something like, oh, I'm going to be a better three-point shooter. They go into the offseason, they get bigger, they get stronger, they get in better shape, they understand what the rigors of 82 games looks like. And I think we saw Keegan learn what 82 games looks like as a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. This year, he's seeing what 82 games looks like as an elite defender and an offensive weapon. Mm-hmm. And I just think that the progression and getting prepared for that 82 games is mm-hmm. different.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.